Okay, I just want to mention one of the things we've been discussing is changing or using things from one kedusha to another. One of the cases that we brought up was if you have a parochas, right? We have a parochas, and you want to use the parochas for something else. So I just happened to see. So if you remember the Ramah, I believe, the Ramah talked about a parochas, and he referred to it as, yes, on page, going back a little, on page 83, and the Ramah says, parochas anu tolim l'tnei ha'aron, ein lo kedushas aron, ra kedushas beis ha'knesses. So he said that the parochas that we put in front of an aron kodesh, so it doesn't have kedusha. It just has kedusha of anything else that is used in Beis HaKnesses. So the question is, why do we put out a parochas? So some say it's a very interesting... Why do we have a parochas in front of an Aron Kodesh? So some say it's a very interesting discussion. And so the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that... Where do we go? One opinion is, and I think we saw this in the Ramah, that the reason is for beauty. In other words, it looks nicer. Right? Instead of just having a wood thing, we put out parochas and it's embroidered, and you know, so it looks nicer. So it's nicer for the Aron Kodesh. Now, obviously, the problem would be, let's say you have a very beautiful Aron Kodesh. I don't remember if I have one, but let's say, for example, the Aron Kodesh in Ponovich. You know, I think it's gold. Right, it's all gold, handcrafted from Italy, and Ponovich Rav Zechatzal. A picture of me in front of it with my father, but I don't remember if there's a parochas. I don't remember that far back. But anyways, we could look up the picture. But anyway, something like that. So let's say you have a beautiful parochas, beautiful aron. So should you put a parochas in front of it? So if you say it's because of beauty, so it's a gorgeous aron, so you don't need a parochas. So he brings down from the Zera HaEmet that says that's not for because of beauty reasons, rather because I think somebody mentioned this, because the pasuk says that the parochas in the Beis Hamikdash was v'dila parochas l'chem ben al kodesh v'ben al kodesh kodeshim, and he brings down because the parochas was a divider, was a sign of a divider between the kodesh and the kodesh kodeshim. So he says also Truman Sedeshin says the same thing. And so he says, well, so basically it's whichever way you want to do it. But he says that really, even if you have a beautiful golden menorah, and there's beautiful things on the doors, but still you shouldn't change the minhag, and you should still have a parochas. And he also brings down the bottom that you should have the parochas on the outside. Like sometimes you see a shul that they don't have a parochas, and then you open up the doors and they have like a curtain on the inside. So on the bottom, he doesn't like that. I know Rav Moshe has a tshuva, I forgot to look it up, but Rav Moshe has a tshuva that it's best to have a parochas as one piece. It's one piece, not a two piece. But again, based upon various sources, so just thought I'd be interested in that. If you're not, well, we did anyways. Okay. Okay, yeah, so we're on page 84, Ches. So again, the underpinnings of what we've been discussing is if you have something that's Kodesh, let's say, like a Sefer Torah, so then there's certain ways we have to treat it. But it's not only that, but it's also something used as a augment or as a secondary to that. So for example, like an Aron, so an Aron also is called Tashmish Kedusha. And you just can't do when its term of usage is up, you can't just do anything with it. You can't throw it away, you can't break it up and throw it away, you can't even use it for something lower in Kedusha. So the Mechaber, just to remind everybody after Shabbos, Ches, Aron L'chol Masha Osim L'Sefer Torah, so an Aron Kodesh, or anything we use as Sefer Torah, so we know we just said that there's certain limitations as far as usage. So the Mechaber says, Mo bo t'nai li shtamesh bo shar tashmish afilu bo. If you make a t'nai, if you make a stipulation, if you make a condition, So then, if you make that condition, so then you could make a condition, say, I could use it for anything. You could use it for anything. And then, for example, once it's used up, you could break it up and we'll see what. So Mishnah Berurah explains that this tanai, that this stipulation that you make has to be as soon as you begin to make it. You have to make this condition. And if you do, so then if you make this stipulation that eventually when it will be used up, so then I could use it for chvesu. So then you could use it, and I'll use it for to make a shulchan. I'll use it for I don't know, something else. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains that you shouldn't use it. Even if you made such a stipulation before you made, let's say, the Aron Kodesh, you still shouldn't use, the Chofetz Chaim says, the wood or whatever for something that is a tashmish genai. That's something that's maguna, something that's really unbefitting. Shouldn't use that. You shouldn't use it even with a stipulation. And the Rama says, when the lehanos become a hanos medivrei kedusha kagon matvachos shal svarim v'shulchan shebeis hakneses me'ilim shel sefer Torah. So therefore, the Rama says, we see that we use the covers, right, to sefer Torah, covers the mentlach as we call it, or the covers on a shulchan, all those type of things. Because v'atam mishum dekivan shenagu kein. So the Rama takes a little farther, and the Rama says, why we see people just using them for usages that, again, not degrading the usages, but let's say for other things. So that still might be Kaddish, but a lower, right? You're lowering it from level of Kedusha. So how can you do that? So the Rama says that the Hatam, the reason is, Mishum Dekivan Shenagu Kein, since everybody does it, everybody from time immemorial, and that's the way things are to use things for other things. It's impossible to be careful with it. So, late based in Masna Aleami Ikara Kedeshlo Yavo Bnei Adam Lide Takala. So it must be that there's like an understood stipulation, even though if it wasn't said, but it's understood that if we decide to use it for something else, we can't. Afa gavdul hisnu ki'ilu hisnu dami. And even though they didn't really make the stipulation, it's as if, since it's so understood, since it's so much done, since, like I said, time of more going all the way back, that's the way it is. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that even though that's true, but still, he brings down from the Chumash Adesha, that still it's best that anyone who donates anything to Beis HaKnesses, still, when they buy it, they should make a tanai that the shul or whoever they give it to could use it for whatever it ends up being used for. Okay, before we break tonight, I just want to mention the Mishnah Berurah.
Somebody's putting stucker boxes on the bima.
Right. Well, see, that's a little different.
Why?
Because again, well, yeah, right. In other words, there's, it gets a little more complicated. But yeah, there's an understood tanai, or are people using it to daven from?
Right.
Right, people use it to daven from, so you're not like. Now, I just want to mention there is a very important Mishnah Berurah on page 84, which talks about using svarim for things other than svarim. So, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed also lishtamish b'sefer la'anoso. You can't use a sefer for your own personal pleasure. For example, what? So you probably know these famous cases. So he says, kigon lahagam ifnei achama, to pretend it's really hot outside, and you don't have a parasol. So sometimes you're talking to someone, and so it would be more convenient to a sefer is bigger. So you could just go like that. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Or you're going to like this one. Oh, kedesh lo yira chaveru mashelsa. Or so you want to hide your face so that nobody sees, your friend doesn't see what you're doing. Right? So you're not allowed to do that. So you have to be aware of that you're not allowed to use a sefer. Forget about sefer Torah, but a regular sefer for those reasons. And then he also talks about using one sefer to prop up another sefer.
I just want to ask
right?
you.
Right? That's the famous case.
Okay.
So that's, again, if you want to look it up, it's a Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah says to lift it up, you know, so you can you have a nice angle. Y'all know, you know, fancy stand, table stand.
When you say sefer.
A sefer. Any sefer. No, any sefer. Any sefer. So he says that you could be matir, you could be lenient with this, and the imunach sefer echad, l'chul yam amotzer lahaniach sefer achra lov. That you, if the other sefer is there already, you just want in other words, I'm not moving a sefer from over there, bring it over, just so I could prop it up. But the sefer is there already, then you have two sfarim on the table, two sidurim on the table. So then according to everyone, then you could use the first one, however, one sefer to prop up the other sefer.
Even if the flemish is the one that
uses. That's a separate discussion about the, but let's say they're equal. So then the, here we're talking about just stam the kedusha of a sefer, no matter what it is. Kedusha of a sefer, whether it's proper to do that or not.
Even if it's not there, you could bring it from somewhere else and just use it.
He says yesh lahatir, but it seems like he says it's not the best thing. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight, and Meretz Hashem will pick this up tomorrow.